Time for another edition of Saving Stories. I'm Alan Lytle, along with Doug Boyd from the Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral Histories in the UK Libraries. And we're joined today by Tracy Campbell of the Wendell H. Ford Public Policy Research Center. Now, gentlemen, Election Day is this Tuesday, and that means only one thing. On Wednesday, the local airwaves will be devoid of those negative mudslinging political campaign ads. In fact, Kentucky has a long history of dirty tricks in politics, and today we're going to take a look at some major shenanigans that took place in the 1963 Democratic gubernatorial primary, pitting eventual winner Ned Breathitt against A.B. Happy Chandler. Doug set the scene for us.
Governor Breathitt used a campaign mastermind in Edward Pritchard to go around the state and say things that Governor Breathitt necessarily didn't feel comfortable saying. And this is an example of one of the particularly astounding techniques that they utilized.
And Tracy, tell us about Ed Pritchard.
Ed Pritchard was this young New Dealer who, when he was in his early 20s, worked for Roosevelt and was one of the leading lights of the progressive wing of the Democratic Party nationally. When he came back to Kentucky, he stuffed a ballot box, went to prison. So why is that important? Well, throughout the 1950s, he was just an invisible figure. The first people who actually resurrected Ed Pritchard and made him a behind-the-scenes kind of figure were Burt Combs and Ned Breathitt. So in 1963, Ned Breathitt utilized Ed Pritchard in a way that no one had used him quite before. He used all the skills of a political mastermind. And keep in mind, Ed Pritchard and Happy Chandler hated each other. They lived in the same town of Versailles. They went to the same church. But for all those years, Happy Chandler had called Ed Pritchard a jailbird, whereas Ed Pritchard had to respond in kind of saying that he had been in jail for many years. He'd been with murderers and thieves, but all of them were the moral equivalent of A.B. Happy Chandler. So 1963 gives him a chance finally to run against Happy Chandler from behind the scenes.
And this is what happened.
If there is a Dirty Tricks Hall of Fame, this should be in it. It's a case where Ed Pritchard is able to put together a documentary that's very, very hostile to Happy Chandler. In fact, he has some people go to the Chandler house, knock on the door, pretend they're from the Chandler campaign. Chandler's wife lets them in, lets them look through photographs. She knows they only took the unflattering one and puts together this documentary that they air across the state. But Pritchard takes it to the next level. He also has the Chandler campaign help in the process. So this is a case where the victim is paying for part of it and is asking their supporters to listen and watch it on TV. They thought they were getting together to watch this 30-minute piece that would glorify their candidate who's in a tight race against Ned Breathitt, and instead it was just devastating. For Happy Chandler, who knew how to give it out, he was taken. And you can imagine the Breathitt forces, particularly Ed Pritchard, just enjoying this one to no end.
That weekend, prior to it being shown, they got on the telephone, called all the Chandler chairman, and said, this is the Chandler headquarters calling, and we're going to have this film. Get a lot of your people to watch it, and if you're running the ads on it, good. Well, they did. Some places ran a little ad to watch the film. The others gathered at headquarters, people's home. And of course, when it came on, it was devastating. To have been outsmarted that way was a tremendous morale booster for our side, which still had the problem wondering whether I had a chance to beat Chandler.
Whether we like it or not, negative campaigning will be with us until time ends, and it's just helpful to understand the past is prologue.
I do find it interesting, though, that when these politicians sit down for their sort of life history interview, that they become so sort of reflective and nostalgic and proud in certain cases about these tactics that they've used. You know, again, it's important to archive this side of things, but it's not necessarily the thing of which we're most proud.
Gentlemen, thanks for joining us again today.
Thanks for having us.
And we'll throw in this reminder that you can tune in Tuesday night for comprehensive election coverage right here on 91.3 WUKY. That gets underway at 7 p.m.